Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly buzzing with notifications and demands our attention. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of likes, shares, and endless scrolling? You know, that feeling when you wake up, check your phone first thing, then spend the rest of the day trying to catch up on what you missed. We've all been there, trust me. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the world of social media and exploring some practical tips to help you reclaim your time, focus, and, most importantly, your sanity. I'm talking about actionable strategies that you can actually implement, no fancy jargon or unrealistic promises here. Just real talk and real solutions for a more intentional digital life. Now, first things first. Social media isn't inherently bad. It can be a great tool for connection, inspiration, and even learning. The problem arises when it starts controlling us, dictating our mood, and sucking up precious time that could be spent on things that truly matter. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we use social media consciously and intentionally without letting it become a digital leash around our necks? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing the problem. Track your usage. How much time are you actually spending on those apps? I bet it's more than you think. Once you have a clear picture, you can start making informed decisions about how to use that time more effectively. 2. Set boundaries. Think of social media as a guest in your home. You welcome them in, but you set the rules and boundaries. Decide on specific times of day when you'll check those apps, maybe mornings and evenings, and stick to it. Turn off notifications outside of those designated times, so they don't constantly interrupt your flow and pull you back into that vortex. 3. Curate your feed. Remember, social media is a curated world. What you see on your feed directly influences your mood and thoughts. So, unfollow accounts that drain you, trigger negativity, or just don't add value to your life. Seek out inspiring content, thought-provoking discussions, and voices that uplift you. Your digital space should be a source of positivity and encouragement, not anxiety and comparison. 4. Embrace offline activities. Remember, there's a whole world outside the screen. Engage in hobbies, spend time with loved ones, read a book, go for a walk, anything that helps you disconnect and recharge. When you're genuinely present in your offline life, you'll naturally crave less screen time. 5. Practice digital detox days, once a week, or even more often. Dedicate a day to completely disconnecting from social media. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, explore new hobbies, or simply enjoy the peace and quiet. You might be surprised at how refreshing it feels. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking Instagram and Facebook. She felt overwhelmed, anxious, and like she was always falling behind. One day, she decided to take a break, just for a weekend. She turned off her notifications, put her phone away, and spent the time hiking in the mountains. When she came back, she felt calmer, more focused, and genuinely happier. Sarah realized that by taking control of her digital habits, she could reclaim her time and energy. So, here's the takeaway. You have the power to shape your digital life. It's not about completely deleting social media, it's about using it consciously and intentionally. By implementing these tips, you can create a healthier relationship with technology and make space for the things that truly matter. Remember, every small step counts. Start by making one change today and see how it impacts your life. You might just be surprised at the difference a little digital decluttering can make. Now, go out there and reclaim your time. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a dose of digital minimalism in their lives. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, but most importantly, stay human.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.